This week's parsha, we read of Yaakov and Esav, that they went into different paths. Yaakov, who was the big tzaddik and was learning, and Esav was the way he became. And there's a famous comment from Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, is that if really they should have had different, they should have gone to different yeshivas. They should have had different education. The fact that they were trying to get them to go to the same yeshiva when they were different types of people and they needed had different needs, that's what caused that Esav went into the way he did. And this, now I'm going to start Chodesh Kislev, is the Yontif of Chanukah, and we know that the Chanukah, the Yevonim tried to take away the mitzvah of Mila, the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And Mila, which Sid Mazel Tov, the Mila yesterday, it's interesting that the Kli Yoker says that when you have a bris Mila, so then not only it takes away the physical piece of skin, but also there's a covering over the heart, that a metaphysical covering, and when that you take away the skin, that goes away also, and then the Torah could penetrate inside the heart. And that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva where the father wasn't at the bris, and the question was, who says the bracha of Lachniso Bivriso Shel Avram Avinu? So some say the Sandak should say it. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger Paskin, you know who should say it if the father's not there? The grandfather. Why? What's the grandfather? He says, because even though the grandfather doesn't have a special chiv on the bris mila of his grandson, but since the halacha is that just like the father has to teach his son Torah, the grandfather also has to teach his son Torah. And the Kesef Mishnah says that maybe if he can't teach him, he contributes to the money to hire somebody to teach, but that's also the grandfather's chiyuv to teach Talmud Torah. And since the bris mila enables a person to learn Torah because it takes away that metaphysical impediment, so too, and the grandfather has a chiyuv of teaching Torah, so too, a grandfather has what? Has a more of a chiyuv in the bris mila, and therefore Rabbi Akiva Eiger Paskin, if the father's not there, who should say the bracha? The grandfather, Lachniso Bevriso Shalom Aravino, and especially if you name the child Zechariah, that's the best name for Chodesh Kislev, because that's the Novi of Zechariah that we're going to read Shabbos Chanukah, and that's about the menorah, and the menorah's Torah, so we wish everyone good mazel, and the future Talmud Torah for this child, and everyone in the future, Bez Hashem. Amen.